The new Every Student Succeeds Act, the law that replaced No Child Left Behind, takes effect in July 2017, and North Dakota is working on its plan to meet the requirements of the new education law.
ESSA provides us a golden opportunity to find the right mix of measures to show the true quality of our schools.
State School Superintendent Kirsten Baszler says the new law puts education back in the hands of the states, and she told the legislature's Interim Education Committee the new plan is not just about the test.
Our accountability plan will point to multiple measure points of data that will not be confined to just test scores.
Baszler says work groups are now putting that plan together, and she says she wants to submit the plan to the Federal Department of Education by next March. Meanwhile, Baszler says a task force to write new student assessment standards for math and English has finished its first draft of recommendations. Baszler told the committee the task force is now looking for public comment on those standards. She says after that, the task force will meet again, make changes, and call for another round of public comment. Baszler says the third draft will likely be the final one.
And we expect the adoption of our revised and newly updated math and English language arts standards to be completed March of 2017. And the teachers will begin implementing those standards in their classrooms the fall of 2017 for the 17-18 school year.
Baszler says once the standards are finalized, DPI will send out a request for proposals to test writing firms. She says it will be a hybrid test that will incorporate North Dakota standards with some national and regional questions.
You have to choose a test that is aligned to your standards. You can't align your standards to a test.
Baszler says the new test will likely be a bit more expensive than the current tests because of that hybrid requirement. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.